This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Gentlemen, we are live on this May 26th Tuesday global transmission with exactly 160 days out from the incredibly important election. Well, it's come out that the New York Times put a bunch of fake names of people that died from gunshot wounds, car accidents in their list of 100,000 people that had died. And now Washington State's been caught doing it again. Gunshot victims count as coronavirus deaths in Washington State. The whole thing is a criminal fraud working in unison together, and the whole facade's starting to crumble. I'm talking about all the real numbers and real actuaries coming out of big banks and insurance companies in the United States, South Africa, Japan, Europe, showing that the lockdowns are a hoax and that COVID-19 is a hoax. And that everyone dying of other diseases is counted as COVID-19 and is the biggest fraud the planet has ever seen.
Over the course of the next few months, and certainly the year, more people in the world will have died because of the lockdowns than because of the virus. And when you realize that there were no lockdowns in 1969, when 100,000 Americans died, and I remind you, much smaller population in the United States then, so that might be equivalent to perhaps 150,000 today. No lockdowns. We live in a different age. We do not value freedom because the left is in charge. The left has never valued freedom, from Marx to the Democratic Party today. It is simply not, it's not one of their values. They may believe in equality, they may believe in government, but they do not believe in liberty. Well, how many people on the left, in their hearts, value the idea, as this is Memorial Day weekend, that people died for liberty? We're not even prepared to live for liberty. This is the most serious crisis in American history since the Civil War.
The neuroses and the mental illness that it's manifested is going to take generations to go away unless we all start speaking out against the hoax. Now, there is a real virus that came out of a weapons lab, and it has great gain of function, so a lot of people get it. So you can all be suspect, and so that in tests it will match regular coronaviruses, one of the most common forms of death, so they can create fear. It is a fear weapon. Period. The Supreme Court of Brazil has ordered a Bolsonaro video to be released from a private cabinet meeting he was having, and it shows that he's just as real as we all knew he was. This broadcast and the feet and legs you gave it, we're in this together, has put Bolsonaro, thanks to his incredible courage, and that's brutally stabbed and survived. The guy is amazing. And quite frankly, I think more hardcore than Trump. Listen to this guy. It was decided not long ago that you couldn't handcuff almost no one. Why are they putting handcuffs on citizens that's working or a woman in a public square? You have to effing speak. You're going to be quiet until when? Or do I have to keep on exposing this myself? You have to speak. Put it out there. Dish it out. You can't put handcuffs, a decision, on the Supreme Court itself. And we're going to be quiet until when? They keep on humiliating our people, and that's growing. People keep on pointing at me. I voted on you for you to do something. Voted on you so you make decisions. And it's true. I couldn't care less with the re-election. And we have to think about that, all of us. What these sons of bitches want is our freedom. Look how easy it is to impose a dictatorship in Brazil. How easy it is. Well, here's the good news. We have judges in Illinois moving to override the unconstitutional continued lockdown order of the bureaucrats. We have Trump coming out on Friday and saying that he is saying the states are open and that religious services are essential, or he will override the governors, and that is a federal issue because it is the first Amendment. That's how the First Amendment begins. For those that don't know, Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Rainforest Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together. We must declare war on the giant organized global government fraud that is COVID-19. We must tell every person we walk past in the street or at church or at work, everywhere we go, from the grocery store to the five and dime to the gas station, we have to declare COVID-19 is a hoax. COVID-19 is medical tyranny. COVID-19 is permanent medical martial law. 160 days out from the election, the final countdown. Tuesday, May 26th, 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Paul Joseph Watson joins us. Max Kaiser, your calls. Then there's the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. with the great Owen Schroyer, of course, right before this transmission every day. David Knight and the David Knight Show. You want real research, a lot of great documentation. David does a fabulous job. That is 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. Okay. I know all of you know this, but we have over 200 radio affiliates, and we have a lot of TV affiliates, and there are new people tuning in every day. And they hear us talk about things, and they wonder, because they've heard the media say I'm a liar, is that really true? You know, when I get up here and I say the original models from February, financed in England and in the United States by Bill and Melinda Gates, the usual suspects, said that there'd be 2.2 million dead by now in the United States and 500 plus thousand dead by now in the United Kingdom. Of course, it's not anywhere near that. And you can pull up those numbers for yourself, but let me just get an overhead shot here so I can give people the actual articles, the place to get it for themselves, because we're going to go over these numbers. Because it's important to understand that the general public knows they're being lied to, but they don't know how severely. And so you have to show them the facts. And that's why we're creating a special section on InfoWars that has short little two-minute videos that will be done in about a week, and then just links to articles and links to graphs showing the bibliography to people so you can send it out to everyone you know. We're going to create a site that isn't banned yet. Of course, InfoWars is banned from being shared on many platforms, but you can still word of mouth share it. But this is the fight, exposing this hoax, exposing this fraud, and exposing specifically how the fraud works is key. Just like folks exposed that man-made global warming didn't exist, it was a giant global government carbon tax takeover. It took decades to defeat it. They spent hundreds of billions of dollars to push it, but it's dead on arrival. Well, this whole lockdown global government surveillance system was already being beta tested by the Rockefellers, the Chi-Coms, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on record with Lockstep and Event 201 and the rest of them. And Bill Gates admits that. He calls this a drill on national TV now. He says, oh, this is the test. You know, this isn't that bad. This is something a lot worse coming. Bioweapons terrorists are going to release it. So this is all the marbles. It's the medical tyranny. It's always been that. The excuse for the surveillance, the excuse for the snitch groups, the excuse for the forced inoculations. It's the whole enchilada. And that digital database proving you've been given all your inoculations will be used as the global currency. And that's all official as well. And your medical subservience, your medical slavery, submitting your body to the state and these mega corporations and the UN is your religious sacrament. You don't take the blood of Christ, the body of Christ. You take the Bill and Melinda Gates seed into your body. And we've got amazing deep research on that today. We'll be getting into as well. But let's just look at a smattering of these articles. Then I'll get to the really big news. Imperial College scientist who predicted 500,000 dead from coronavirus in UK adjust figure to 20K. Confusion. Imperial College scientist, 500,000 coronavirus deaths projection. White House takes aim after dire report on death toll. They said it'd be 2.2 million, but it wasn't. It's 100,000, and that's totally inflated. Epidemiologist behind highly cited coronavirus model drastically downgrades projection. How one model simulated 2.2 million U.S. deaths from COVID-19. Cato.org. It's all right there. But let's look at the new stuff today. Because, you know, they only did it 10 to 1, 15 to 1, 20 to 1 on these models here in the United States and the U.K. In places like Sweden and Germany, they had it 40 to 1, 50 to 1, the death toll. Same thing in Brazil. They were saying a million are going to die. Last time I checked, it's like 30,000. And again, globally, they're standardized healthcare systems, and insurance companies are global. And so if you say someone died of COVID-19, you get way more money. That's on record. In the United States, it's almost $14,000 to say you have a COVID patient, period, in the building. Just pure cash on you. Up front. Then if you stick a tube down their throat and intubate them, that's an extra 39 smackers. 39 grand. And then it just gravy trains on from there. Gravy trains. And here's what's incredible. They're not even trying to hide any of this now. But let's get to the new big ones. You've seen the meme that, a great white shark attacked a lady and they called it COVID-19. That meme is a joke, but where it comes from isn't. This is just in the news today at nationalfile.com. We're going to post this article on Infowars.com. Gunshot victims count as coronavirus deaths in Washington State. This is some real original reporting. Freedom Foundation Reports did a Freedom Information Act request, and they admitted gunshot wounds, car wrecks, suicides, and then they test you with the Bill and Melinda Gates UN testing kit that the FDA shut down for fraud. And the kit finds almost everyone is positive if you've had the flu or a coronavirus on average the last decade. So they say get the vaccines every decade or so, quote, immunity goes away. And that's pretty accurate. But if you've had a cold virus or you've had a flu virus, you have the detritus in your body from that fight. You have the wreckage of it, not the antibodies, just the genetic wreckage. And so everyone that's had a cold or the flu in the last 10 years, baby, you got corona. And that's only one type of test. And I told you it was a fraud. And now it's come out that Bill and Melinda Gates are financing the main test. And it's a damn fraud. Not approved and a damn fraud. But that's only one level to the juiciness, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this article. Gunshot victims count as coronavirus deaths in Washington State. And it goes over the entire thing. Unbelievable. Here's another one. New York Times. U.S. deaths near 100,000 since last Friday. An incalculable loss. Sixth name on New York Times list. You just six in of coronavirus victims. A 27-year-old man who was murdered. Murdered. When you get stabbed, when you get shot, you are a COVID-19 death. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all happening. This is how dumb they think you are. How suggestible. And that's why 80% in the United States of COVID-19 deaths are over the age of 85. Look it up for yourself. It's the same thing in Europe. It's the same thing everywhere because it's a fraud. You die. when you've got all these other diseases and kidney failure and liver failure and lung cancer and bone cancer and brain cancer, and they come in and stick a test in you that's designed to be a fraud when you croak, and they say it's COVID so you can scare the living daylights out of the public. And I know all of you know this, so I'm going to say this. We'll post a clip from this show today. We're building a site that shows all the facts, so folks don't have to look it up for themselves. They can just click right there. We're making it easy. But do you understand? When we come back, what they're going to do, they're going to have another lockdown around the election. It's never going to end. It makes the UN the boss. It's meant to devastate the first world economy. China is exempting themselves, says they're over it. They're not going to have more lockdowns. This is a fraudulent takeover. This is an economic warfare operation. And the Pentagon has come out and said that this is China's Chernobyl and that China covered it up to deliberately hurt us. It's worse than that. They released the damn thing. You've got top scientists in Australia, in India, in Germany, in the U.S., in France, in Canada, all coming out, scanned the virus. They said, this thing is so man-made, it's ridiculous. People go, well, then you can't have it both ways, Alex. Yes, you can. It's man-made. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Okay, so I'm just going to restate this because this is the entire shooting match. It's the entire spectrum of what we're dealing with as a society and as a culture. Every facet of the COVID-19 rollout was scripted and battle-planned and prepared by the most powerful globalist foundations and corporations on Earth, publicly. Every facet of it has been a giant, premeditated, complete, and total lie. And the agenda of where it's taking us is a true dystopia. You already noticed that just 73 days into the forced police state lockdown, in some areas of Europe, they're into month number 4.5, you notice it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And the more we submit, the more they squeeze to see what they can get out of you, because they're trying to erase thousands of years of progress of human standing up and demanding liberty and paying for it in blood and in treasure and in time and in everything else. So that's what we face as a culture and as a society and as a planet. And we could sit here and let these criminal liars get away with what they're doing, or we can stand up to them. Every grocery store I go in, every gas station I go into, every restaurant I go into now that they're reopened partially, when the waitress walks up, I say, you can take that mask off. Well, we were ordered to. And I say, but you know they're counting every death, car wrecks, gunshot wounds, people that had cancer as COVID-19. They're like, yeah, I heard that. And most people are actually somewhat informed. And most people I talk to actually already know all this. And then I say to them, I say, then you need to tell other people. You need to let them know it's a fraud. And this female waitress was sitting there yesterday, and she said, you're right, I need to. And her and the manager and the other person took their mask off and said, this is all just a giant hoax. And then I sat there and exchanged phone numbers with her and said, I'm going to send you articles and documentation. And I did. And I wasn't hitting on her, even though she was attractive. That's what it's going to take to beat these people, is just simple selling the truth. Selling the truth. And look, I've been doing this full time for like 2 months. Since the mask went on in Texas and all the hysteria and all the garbage, I have been talking to hike and bike trail. Somebody goes like this and gets back from me, I start talking to them very nicely, but laying out the facts. And you'll find that most people were just going along with it because they think it's peer pressure and what they're supposed to do. Others think they're heroes because they're buying into it. And what they're buying into is the total destruction of civilization and society. The takedown of the free market capitalist civilization, because the globalists have decided they want a, not just a post-human world, a post-industrial world. And so this is economic warfare. And they script it like, oh, your heroes, you know, not opening your company. Oh, your heroes getting that welfare check. Oh, your heroes wearing that mask. Oh, you're such heroes. And really, you're buying into a giant premeditated fraud. Now, people say to me, now, Alex, wait a minute. You first said with experts back in late January that COVID-19 was a man-made bioweapon out of the Wuhan bioweapon lab. Well, if it's so deadly, it's a bioweapon. No. It's a psychological weapon. But you need to have, again, a cold virus that's man-made so you can finally own it and finally have an artificial mutation whose baby mutations you've already tested in labs, in tissue cultures, so that it stays around a long time, and so you can own it and make money off of it and have tests that find it in everyone. So it has incredible gain of function. Two different main varieties, as you know, hundreds of sub-varieties of each. But one is very easy to catch, but isn't very harmful. One does have, you know, a high kill rate for a respiratory cold. It's nasty, but there's a lot of nasty stuff, and it's hard to get. They engineered all that, and it's come out how they engineered it. And they had documentaries in 2015 in Wuhan bragging for Italian TV how they were testing weaponized chimeras of the coronavirus family on humans. So we knew they were lying about it. We knew the NIH funded it. We knew Obama did it. We knew it was man-made. There was a major controversy 5 years ago. And so, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have to expose these monsters, because the very people that engineered it all are the ones now posing as our saviors. And we have to understand, we are under the gun by predators. These really are evil people. And I know I don't want to admit it. You don't want to admit it. My gosh, I've been really upset more than I've ever been knowing all this, to actually see the trap shut. It's like you're telling your kid, hey, watch out, that's a bear trap over there. They don't listen, step in it, and it clangs on their leg and almost chops it off. You're trying to get the bear trap off. Do you feel good that you were right and your six-year-old walked over and stepped in the bear trap? No, you're not happy that the damn thing shut on our collective leg. But it did. Now we got the bear trap on our leg. And CNN's telling you it's mama giving you a kiss on the cheek, and it ain't. And so people better get pissed, and we better get this damn thing off our leg. And let me tell you, it's going to hurt. But you know what the bear trap's for, right? It's to hold you down so that when they come to kill the bear, you can't get away. You're being put on lockdown. You're being put on house arrest. I'm being put on lockdown. You're being held hostage. You're getting bitch slapped. You're getting taught who your daddy is. You're getting taught that all the tracking stuff they already had in place is something you got to accept. And you're getting told that all these unemployed people are going to be new snitches. Oh, in this new international program that the UN runs with the health services, becoming the global government. If Hitler came in lab coats, we'd have laid down to him and said, yes, sir, Heil Hitler. If he wore a pink uniform, we would have bowed to him, but he didn't. He came with tanks and airplanes. And so we said, oh, you're going to kick our ass? We'll kick your ass, because it was out in the open. But if he'd have been a convicted pedophile and said, I just want to love your children and groom them, and the school said so, you'd sit right on Hitler's lap. Wouldn't you? Because we've all been tested and prepared. And when they said, look, they'll even let convicted pedophiles have their way with their children on TV and literally hump kids on TV, they said, then launch the attack. These people will put up anything. And they're going to take everything you've got. Submission to this is death. It's humiliation. It's slavery. It's everything under the sun. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Tomorrow's news today. You are the Paul Revere's. However you're listening, tell folks to tune in now. Now you are the resistance.
We're living
living in insanely dangerous times. And I've told folks, going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite. After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Free, you should run away from submission. You should fight back in any way you can because submission to the whole COVID-19 Bill and Melinda Gates UN rollout is the end of human freedom as we know it. All right. Let me do this. Let me show you the face of true fascism and true authoritarianism. This is footage from this weekend out of Staten Island, New York, where a woman is not wearing her burqa mask of submission. And so a mob of men and women began screaming and cussing at her and run her out of the store. Leftist on Twitter celebrated it and said she deserved to be beaten in the head because she is a criminal. She's a potential carrier. She's a murderer. You know, we're all suspects now. We're all guilty until vaccinated, however many times Bill Gates wants. We're all guilty until sterilized, not innocent until proven guilty. Guilty until vaccinated, until dead. Here's that video. And so you got full grown men thugging out, strutting around, yelling at a woman. And again, that's New York run by criminals so hardcore that they have more deaths than any other large grouping of states combined because it's all fraud. But it gets worse. We're going to play this footage here in a moment. Update, black man caught on video beating elderly nursing home patient was arrested after hero Tom Fenton from Judicial Watch alerts authorities. It has to be a national watchdog that even cares to go find out and do something. And it turns out that individual that was there beating up the old people, we're going to play it with audio here in a moment, he was put there because he tested positive for COVID-19. He was asymptomatic, got tested, and sent as a cash cow welfare bonanza, reportedly by his family, and didn't even work in the facility. Now think about that. You have COVID-19, and so you send people, young people, into a nursing home to then infect them. And this is another Democrat plan. Because if you've got almost dead people, and you give them pneumonia, you can up that number. And then they get to intubate everybody. And so that's why in New York, in Michigan, in California, in Oregon, in Washington State, in Minnesota, all the Democrat rat nest, New Jersey, they're on record shipping young people into nursing homes and saying nursing homes are where COVID patients go. Meanwhile, the hospitals are empty. And the heroes at the nursing homes, one of the most abusive industries on record, some are good, some are bad. I know folks that have worked at nursing homes, physical therapists that are wonderful angels. There are plenty of evil people in there, as everybody knows. You get very callous in there. And so, if the whole nursing home gets COVID-19, that's 13,000 smackers per person. And then, lordy, 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 when a bunch of the Alzheimer's patients that are 90 years old on average, when they get that COVID, they said the UN set the standards. Snake a tube down their throat, intubate them. 39,000 sweetsies. But you got to put the poison in. So, it's hard to get people already in nursing homes sick, so you find people in the community that have it, you get them tested, and then you ship that weapon like the British troops giving the Native Americans smallpox blankets that had smallpox on it. You just give it to them. And then you get all that cash. And it doesn't matter if it's Europe. It doesn't matter if it's the United States. It doesn't matter if it's Australia. The UN set the scam, the big insurance actuaries, and they paid it all out, and they're running that like a football play right up the middle on us. And now, they're within striking distance of a major touchdown. Because everybody wants to be genteel, and it's a form of elegance, and a form of manliness, and a form of heroicness to wear the mask and stand back and get all scared and talk about how we lived through it, we survived it. And meanwhile, a giant criminal conspiracy, actuary, prepared, battle planned, scripted, blueprinted, war gamed, was set up at the UN years ago, wargamed again last October and November with Bill and Melinda Gates captaining it, generaling it, field marshaling it, and then they launched the whole giant, sickening enchilada. And even USA Today did a fact check a month ago and said, it's actually true. They get $13,000 and $39,000 and then a bunch of other money for the COVID patients. In fact, can we put that USA Today back on screen for TV viewers? Just check them to the bottom where it says claim is true. Yeah, just go to the bottom. That's right. A little bit quicker. We'll just mosey on down to that little juicy down there for you. Yeah. Matter. It's down at the bottom. All righty then. As Ace Ventura would say, their ruling is true. They're even rubbing it in, see? Rubbing it into your faces, enjoying themselves. Oh, it's so much fun to scam everyone. Then say that people like me that say vitamin D3 and zinc and vitamin C are essential, and that if you don't have those, the virus can get in and replicate, and that's why people starving to death all the time die of the common cold, and that's all scientific, historic, absolute fact. And they're calling for my arrest all over the news, and everybody else's arrest, and they're SWAT teaming with guys with MP5s. Get in. Like doctor's facilities where they're giving people vitamin C. You piece of filth. Vitamin C, crappy American. Get on you. They're like, how dare the president tell people hydroxychloroquine and zinc and Z-Pack. It's doctors all over the world, 100% success rate, on record. Shut up, Trump! Shut up! 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 Because we're going to put an engineered cold virus out that we own. And we're going to kill a bunch of people and a bunch of other people that didn't die, that died in car wrecks and gunshot wounds and stabbings and cancer and heart attacks and dog bites. We're going to count them all as COVID-19, baby. Look at these articles. Gunshot victims count as coronavirus deaths in Washington State. Sixth name on New York Times list of coronavirus victims is 27-year-old man who was murdered. Then you go deeper and the whole list is just full of people. But, I mean, they'll put you on the list if you died in a car wreck or a gunshot wound. And here's another one. Gunshot victims count as coronavirus death in Washington State. This is just today's news. Imperial College said 500,000 died. Nothing even near it. They said 2+ million in the U.S., nothing even near it. And all of that is salted. All of that is filled with crap. All of that is lies. And the very criminals that run the Wuhan lab and Obama and Fauci, it's their next coup. Russiagate didn't work. Ukrainegate didn't work. Race war didn't work. Crash the economy, though, they think it worked. And that's what they're betting on. And Bernie Sanders and Biden are all saying it's Trump's fault. When they're the ones that ran the whole damn show. And you know what? If we're stupid enough to go along with this and not spread the word, then we deserve it. And here's the bad news. We come back. There's some good news. People are waking up. The bad news is the AI is now in place. And I've got the reports flooding in, all confirmed. In fact, I got another one just a minute ago, and a well-known national talk show host sent me that I need to remind the crew to get pulled up. This is unbelievable when we come back. The bad news, because that means we can beat them, though. We got to admit to the bad. You know how to whoop its ass. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back live, and I'm really doing my best here, not going into a rage on air, because how we treat old people and how we treat children, how we treat babies is who we are. And I have confirmed, it's public, it's all over the damn news, but we knew this a few months ago. And Media Matters made jokes about it. Oh, Jones claims they're killing old people in the nursing homes, bringing in COVID patients on purpose. Think about your default being covering up evil and liking it and thinking it's cute and funny. And Bill Gates up there about, yeah, we got to get rid of the old people. Oh, you didn't get rid of your 95-year-old dad you got in a nursing home that's got some private palace. Oh, that useless senior, he didn't go anywhere. You better believe they're not taking COVID-19 patients and sticking it next to Bill Gates Sr. And when you study evil, how these big corporations sit there like bean counters and figure out a whole plan, they go to these big global councils and they all vote and decide on what the best scam is, but helps all of their organizations, and you got COVID-19 because it helps the global government, the digital tattoo, the surveillance state, the tattletale state, the medical tyranny, the forced inoculations, the global government, so the UN runs it. I mean, I turn on local news, radio, TV, newspaper, it is just, the UN is beyond platinum, man. Like, you used to hear the Pope spoke from the throne, ex cathedra. Well, when it comes out of the mouth of the WHO, man, it's like it came out of Jesus' mouth, according to these people. And then everything that comes out of their mouth is a corrupt, lying fraud, allied with the most murderous regimes the planet has ever seen. And, man, I mean, I look at that governor up there that on purpose sends people infected to nursing homes. I mean, that's like the default thing you don't do. Like, don't throw a newborn baby in the deep end of the pool. And she's got the baby throwing it right in the pool. It's like, don't go in a fireworks factory with a flamethrower lit. Or don't pour gasoline on yourself and light it. Don't jump in the backyard with 15 starving pit bulls. Don't go to the local zoo and climb in the Bengal tiger cage. I mean, don't take a bottle of cyanide. Don't chop your dick off. Excuse me, but this is ridiculous. The default position is keep infectious patients away from the nursing homes, and Democrats in unison and globalists from Europe to Australia to the United States ship them in there to call their asses. Bunch of murdering scum, seeing what they can get away with. And you're like, well, maybe they're just stupid. That's why they run their mouth about killing old people all day. They don't want to just kill those old people. They want to kill everybody. And I'm not going to sit here and take it. So I've been pissed. I've been really pissed behind the scenes because I hadn't been really telling you what I really think. These people are murdering us. And I tell you, we sit there and put up with them killing these unborn babies and these little kids and keeping these babies alive and taking their organs and killing all these old people. We deserve whatever the hell we get. And let me tell you, we're going to get it. But man, I look at the eyes of that governor. That woman's the most evil looking person. She's more evil looking than Hillary Clinton. People say, I mean, if you have any discernment, you see the evil. Some people go, watch Jones C. and Brian Stelter that looks evil. Are you joking? Pull up the governor of Michigan, just a random photo of her on screen with those crazy eyes. You watch her, you think, oh, that's just a crazy photo. Every video, she just, you're all staying in your houses. I mean, look at her. My God. And then Stelter. These are bad people. That's a murderer right there. That is a murderer. Now that is a disgusting. Oh, look at that boy. Look out. He's a coming. Woo! Man, that doesn't run a chill up your spine. I don't know what does, or you don't have any discernment. It's like in Lord of the Rings, Sting the Goblin Cleaver. That sucker lights up white hot blue when goblins are around. Well, let me tell you. You can take one look at those people and lock up your kids, folks. Lock up your doors and grab your ass with both hands because they're coming for you. God help us, man. That's not human, folks. That's a demon. And I just get upset around these people. Oh, look at that. Look at that demon, boy. Woo! That's bad news right there. Ooh, look at that face. That is a predator that wants to do one thing. And she, or even when it came out 2 months ago, don't put sick people in the nursing homes. She said, we're sending the COVID patients to the nursing homes. Again, that's like, well, it's like sending disease into the most weak group. That's exactly what it is. I mean, it is default. Don't stick your finger in a light socket. All right, I'm going to stop. They've had all these articles come out and say that I'm making it up, the Bill and Melinda Gates finance, the digital tattoo under the skin. Then they try to apples and oranges it with another global ID they have that can be chips or bracelets or watches or phones. And they try to say it's not happening, but we actually have Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation people on video saying they're doing it. And we're just going to play that for you next hour. They'll open the phones up, and Max Kaiser and Paul Watson are coming on. So that's all coming up, but, you know. It's just amazing how they play these damn games. Oh, nobody wants your guns. They just take your guns everywhere they get control. Now they're like, yeah, we want all your guns. We're going to take them all. And by the way, we're promoting pedophilia while we're at it. And by the way, we're going to take people that have a really dangerous pneumonia, and we're going to stick them with old people, the number one target group that can kill them, so we can jack those death numbers up. And while we're doing it, we're going to get a big old piece of money off that. You know, some thug gangbanger goes and kills an old person in their house for $1,000 of jewelry. And, man, we send their ass to the death chamber. We send them to the lethal injection, and we should. But, boy, when the government and those corporations and the Democrats roll up their sleeves and go to town on some old people to make $50,000-something off of everyone they murder, 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 murder. Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum. They're murdering us, and we just sit here and we put up with it. Get your ass. What's wrong with people? They're killing people all over the damn country, hundreds of them a day, to jack their numbers up. These people aren't a political party. They're a group of satanic demons who've promoted worse and worse people into power positions where you now watch a Democrat event, men, women, black, white, old, young, they're all up there going, I mean, they're like a movie where gremlins attack. They all run out with evil gun. And you're like, this is ridiculous. So I don't like being under them. I don't like being their slave. And let's just say it. We're all caught in their thing right now. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that these Lilliputians are tying me down and tying you down. Right now! They are tying you down, and they think it's funny. Well, I don't think it's funny, and I'm going to break free. And I need you to break free with me. I'm going to go to break. I got a plug. We won't be here. We've got this special running, the Memorial Day special, and it's a lot of great products, and you need it. These are all things these murdering trash don't want you to know are essential. These murdering pieces of maggot filth. They don't want you to get DNA Force Plus 50% off. Vasobeats 50% off. X2 50% off. Turbo Force 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil 50% off. Survival Shield X3 60% off. Living Defense 50% off. Knockout 50% off. Brain Force Plus is our number one most popular product from units sold. We don't make much money on it because it's low price, but it's high quality. You hear me, globalists? I know you're already murdering everybody and you think it's funny, but you're going to get your asses handed to us. I can feel the death and the evil. Makes me sick. I can feel it. Can't you feel it? Heating up to kill all the little babies. Now they got to kill grandma and beat the brains out. Stick a fork in them and suck a bunch of money out of us. And we're just going to sit here and let that governor piss all over us. Squat down, that witch get down on her knees and piss right in our face. We're going to say, oh, thank you, you big, ugly, stinking murderer. Oh, you big, fat-ass piece of coal. Thank you for destroying all these people. We love you, you maggot. Thank you for saving us, you hero, from Bill Gates' COVID-19, you fat, swollen wart. Maybe I shouldn't be on air. This is what I really feel like. Who I really am.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.